In Beijing, visitors can talk about the weather with their taxi cab driver in English. As Jamila Trindle reports, the cabbies have been getting ready.
Get in, please. They're going.
Zhang Hongliang has been working on that all year, trying to offer a warmer welcome than the automated voice you hear when he starts the meter.
Welcome to Take Beijing Taxi.
Whenever he's waiting for a fare, he pops in his English tapes.
Have a nice trip.
When Zhang does get a foreign customer, he's eager to try out his English. He remembers one American woman who told him the secret to learning English is listening. He says she also taught him a very important phrase.
Traffic jam. Rush hour.
He says it's essential for explaining Beijing to foreign passengers. Learning English is just one part of the makeover taxi drivers have been put through in recent months. As the front line of Beijing's welcoming committee, they've fallen under particular scrutiny in the run-up to the games. Shaved heads, dyed hair, and big earrings are forbidden. Drivers aren't supposed to smoke or eat too much garlic. And this week came the uniforms. Button-down pale yellow shirts and blue pants. Wear them or pay the fine. Zhang is complying. He hopes it all pays off, leaving foreigners with a good impression.
I hope their first impression of Beijing is that it's a civilized capital, that the people are welcoming, warm, helpful, and educated. For instance, even some grandmothers are learning English for the Olympics, which inspires me a lot.
I ask Zhang if he thinks the games are causing Beijingers a lot of trouble, whether it's all just too much to ask of the city's 16 million residents. He says that's not the case. People are excited. The bird's nest and the water cube come into view, and traffic slows down.
Olympic venue.
Zhang says he'll probably never go inside the venues. Tickets are too expensive, and besides, he'll be working during the games. Along the side of the road runs a chain-link fence, and behind it, hundreds of yards away, looms the Olympic Stadium. Cars are pulled over, and people stand against the fence, just taking in the sight.
Because the Olympics are about to start, lots of Chinese people want to come here and see the venues. So there's lots of cars.
Away from the major Olympic sites, there's less traffic thanks to those new pollution restrictions. Zhang says it's great. Taxis are exempted, and without the congestion, they can move faster. And that means more money.
The road is clear, and we can take more passengers. And it's better for the environment. No one would like to live in a really polluted city. We all dream of living under a blue sky.
On this day, the sky looks more gray than blue, and I ask Zhang what he thinks about today's air. He says it's better than before, and craning his neck to look up through the windshield, he points to one small patch of blue. Look, he says, it's already starting to be a blue sky day.
Bye-bye. Good luck. Have a nice day. Take care.
Our goodbye is still a little rough, but Zhang will have the chance to perfect it over the next few weeks. Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you.
For NPR News, I'm Jamila Trindle in Beijing.
Thank you for choosing Beijing Taxi. Bye-bye.